Let's talk about burnout. Let's get that intro cued and then we're going to dive on in.
Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets.
Hey guys, I'm Rachel Peterson. Welcome to this episode of Social Media Secrets. I want to intentionally talk about burnout right now because I have been hearing this coming up over and over and over again in a lot of circles. People are saying, I am so burned out. I'm on the edge of burnout. I feel like, you know, everything's about to fall apart. If you hear some water splashing, I am just pouring some cold water into my hot coffee so I don't burn my mouth as I chug it. But one of the things that's really interesting is I want to talk a bit about like burnout and how to prevent it and how to recognize it when it does happen and what to do, because there's several different ways to look at burnout. First and foremost, to me, burnout shows me that something I'm doing in my life is not sustainable. For example, back in college, I totally had an eating disorder and I would just run obsessively. Like I ran like 5 to 7 miles a day. Like I would stay up late. There were times where if I couldn't run because it was cold or if it was snowing or whatever, I would literally get on the elliptical and I would be like falling asleep while I was on the elliptical. So it was very unhealthy. And I just remember like I felt like I was numb all the time. And what I didn't know is I was truly probably beyond the point of burnout. But some of the signs that you can recognize of a potential burnout is when you have like a lack of any enthusiasm or excitement, or you're staring at the computer and you're zoning off completely and daydreaming, and suddenly it feels like this thing that you absolutely were passionate about has suddenly become something that you dread looking at. And the thought of doing another client piece, another piece of marketing material, it makes you like just want to throw your computer out the window. Now, the same thing can happen, like for sure, in our marriages, in our parenting, like, you know what, those nights when your kids are like asking you the normal questions. I don't know if this is the same for anyone else, but our kids ask like a bajillion questions before bed and come into our room over and over and over again. If I am feeling like burnout is coming on, my reaction is what changes. It's not that anything changed in my environment. It's that I, on the inside, am like just about to snap. And I'm like, get out of here. Like, go away. Like, you know, it's so interesting how that edge of burnout actually really only changes how we show up, how we're feeling. It really only affects us until, of course, we lash out or, you know, fire all our clients because we're freaking out, whatever. But I want to share with you something that is a better alternative than just flipping out and being like, I quit, I'm done with all of this. Because truth be told, that's not really what being an adult is about. Now, I am not by any means saying we need to glorify the hustle mentality or the hustle lifestyle. It is so not what I'm saying. What I'm saying instead is that sometimes we forget that little changes can make such a difference that we can get the breathing room that we're looking for. So while you're feeling this burnout, you might feel like, I need to just get away for a week. I don't want to talk to anyone. I'm going to fire all my clients. When truth be told, it might be something that's a small tweak. For example, adding in truly like a breather or boundaries, or setting some times when you don't work, or putting a block in the middle of your day when you're going to go and just like sit out in the sun and read a book. And the thing that I find is so often when people are burnt out, they literally just decide to completely give up when they're literally just a few tweaks away from finding something sustainable. And so I want you to think about, like, you know, there's two extremes. There's burnout and then there's like total underperformance, not showing up. And I want you to think about both as like bumpers on the aisle of, you know, bowling. So on one side we have burnout, on the other side we have, like not doing anything, complete underachieving according to our own goals. The thing is, burnout is not the end of the world. And hear me out on this. It is an indication that with just a few small changes, you're actually finding your own limits. You're finding your own bumpers on this bowling alley of life. And with those few changes, something drastically can change and it can make a huge effect. There have been several books I've been reading lately about small little changes. For example, Atomic Habits by James, I think it's Clear, and then also Compound Effect. I can't remember who wrote that book, but I really enjoy this idea of not doing things in extremes and instead being like, okay, what are some little changes I can make today that can transform my relationship with this thing? For example, with your kids, if you're like, I need a break, I can't do this, I need some time. What if you wake up before your kids wake up? For some of us, that's not possible, but you wake up before your kids wake up and you get several hours to walk around the house before they're even awake. Or what if on Friday nights, you know, you're going to get a sitter and that you're not going to have to be mom or dad for several hours every Friday night? Or what if you go and get a lifetime membership and you put the kids into childcare for 2 hours, even if you don't want to work out, even if you just want to go sit and read and not hear mom, 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 mom every 2 seconds. The same thing is true in our business. What if it was as simple as communicating with your clients, hey guys, you know, I'm no longer going to be checking my text messages for business because it's not leading to a balanced and fulfilling lifestyle for me. So I'm going to change that. Here's how you can communicate with me. Or what if you tell your clients, hey guys, I'm no longer going to work on the weekends. So here's what time I need your stuff by Friday, you know, at 12 p.m. in order for me to implement it before we go into the weekend. Those little tweaks can really, really add up. And truth be told, no one should be working 80 to 100 hours a week unless, of course, you are like solving brain cancer or, you know, you're trying to figure out how to get us to the moon. Those are really the only people who kind of need to work quite a bit more than the rest of us. We don't have to work 80 to 100 hours a week. In fact, I truly believe that a successful business is one that has just tipped over into burnout and then takes a couple of steps back and finds naturally the boundaries that allow them to love their life and their business. Now, if you're needing a little bit of support with this and you're like, actually, I really need to create and implement a business by design, we put together a few different resources for you guys in the show notes of this episode. If you go to rachelpeterson.com/podcast, you can grab them there. I'll catch you guys in the next episode. Bye.